Right now, we're going to talk about phone etiquette. We talk a little bit about this from time to time, calling people and texting people. But the Washington Post recently did an article on current day phone etiquette. And they start by saying phone calls have been around for 147 years, but things have changed a lot in the age of the smartphone and texting. There are a lot of unwritten rules, and so they spoke to an etiquette expert and a bunch of different people of all ages about their own phone pet peeves to come up with the following guidance to help everybody navigate phone calls.
Okay.
They say these will vary depending on your relationship, your age, and the context of the call. The closer you are to someone, the less the rules apply. They say go ahead and FaceTime with your mom with no warning while brushing your teeth. So if it's your wife, your husband, your mom, your dad, your kids, some of these rules aren't going to apply.
You FaceTime much?
More and more, yes. You know, or Zoom, or I do a lot of it on Messenger, things like that.
Yeah, we do it with our kids.
Yeah, like when we're on a work trip, say Super Bowl or Cowboys camp, something like that, I do every day with the family.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either.
I almost like it better than the phone call.
Yeah.
But this is strictly talking about the phone call, and I do think eventually they'll get in a little bit to FaceTiming. But rule number one, don't leave a voicemail. They say voicemails are an artifact of the days before text messages. If you have information that needs to be communicated in an accurate, timely manner, you're far better off putting it into writing as a text or email. And most phones transcribe voicemails now, so chances are people aren't even listening to what you said, but they're reading it.
So what about the business that asks for leave a message? Like I called my lawnmower guy yesterday who works on lawnmowers, and he wants you to leave a message about what it is you need. So I did. But he's the only one I think that I'll leave a message with.
I think, but Craig's talking about more not like businesses and stuff like that, like friends.
Yeah, I never do with friends.
Which is a little frustrating. I've been caught in the call a friend and then I'll leave a message on the voicemail and they'll call back, yeah, what'd you need? I remember the whole voicemail I left there that explained everything. Yeah, repeat it now. You're on the phone now, so go ahead and repeat.
I just don't. I just want you to know that I called, and you see that I called, and you can call me back if you. I'd like for you to call me back.
So
I have
you
to
just
talk to you about.
You just hang up before the voicemail.
Yeah,
that's what most people do.
Yeah,
but it is frustrating when you do leave a voicemail for someone and they just call you back. And yeah, I didn't listen to the voicemail. I don't get time for that. What you tell me right now? Give me a live voicemail. Go ahead, quick.
That's the other side of it, I guess.
Rule number two is text before calling. Calling someone without warning can feel stressful to the recipient.
It's harm.
Instead, text them ahead of time to ask if they're free to talk now. And I do that a lot.
I do that with some people. Like semi-important people that I may be calling that I don't
like
call
me.
Regularly. No, not you. I may say, hey, are you free to chat later today? Just kind of give them a warning so they don't. I almost think so they don't screen me out.
Yeah, I think most people treat
like important people,
a phone call as a real intrusion. Like, that's an unscheduled phone call. How dare they do it without texting me first?
Mm-hmm.
But I just call people. Yeah. Anyway, I don't text them first.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. They screen my call anyway. It don't matter.
I think if I'm close to the person, I don't have any problem just calling them.
But then if you have people who you know just screen you, it's like you still get credit for calling them.
Yeah.
I called you, man.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to talk like a human.
Yeah. And now I can't talk with you. I don't have time right now.
They say be careful about these pre-call texts as well. If you just text, call me, that can feel urgent and make them think
that
it's an emergency.
That sounds ominous.
So you
call
need to
me.
Soften it.
We need to talk.
You need to soften it with, hey, bud, got time to chat?
Mm-hmm.
Rule number three, you don't need to answer the phone. The responsibility isn't only on the person dialing. Just because someone is calling you out of the blue doesn't mean you have to pick up. If you're in a restaurant, using a bathroom, in a meeting, you can get back to them whenever it's convenient.
That's a good one because Have you had the awkward phone call where you've called someone and you hear a lot of echo? Are you in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to talk to you when you're in the bathroom. Why'd you answer? I don't know. He called.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, but you're doing that.
Yeah, but that's people's downtime so they can take calls and make calls.
Plus, the audio quality here is not great. A lot of echo in this thing.
Yeah, people need to start sound treating their bathrooms.
They say to be polite. If you're not going to answer the phone, you should send that person that just called a text telling them you can't answer, but you'll call them back.
I usually do that, yeah.
I think I do that, too. My wife is one who answers the phone all the time, no matter what. And I don't get that. Like it can,
you can be in the middle of a conversation with her, and the phone rings, and she'll just answer it.
I mean, there are some exceptions, maybe if we're watching a movie, but for the most part, like, I rarely answer my phone. But she will always answer it, no matter who's calling.
Because they like to talk. They see that as another opportunity.
Stop it. Stop now.
Hey, I get to talk.
Just stop now. I'm annoyed with people that feel like they have to answer the text right there at that moment. Like, you'd be in a conversation with them, their phone buzzes. Hold on. Hold on. Just hold on. And you just watch them text back and forth with someone. And like, who was that? The doctor's office? What was that? No, it's just my friend. He sent me something funny.
My wife also has another weird phone thing where when I call her, she'll answer it like this. Hello?
Sees it's you, yes. And she sounds a little put off or rude or just kind of like
not
your stranger.
A little bit. But
it's like she's not sure it's really you. Maybe.
Hello?
Like when I see it's her calling, I answer it, hey.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
But she answers it as though she's answering a spam call. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
She's never once when I called said, hey there, or hi, honey, or something like that. It's always, hello.
Almost like you have a 5 or 10 second pitch to make.
Yeah, what?
You're on the line.
Go. Elevator pitch now.
Okay, another rule. Emotions are for voice. Facts are for text. According to the people they surveyed.
That's many things texting.
Many things don't need to be a phone call at all. When you're trying to decide on the best method of communication, consider what it is you want to say. Anything requiring nuance, like opinions or emotional matters, are best done over the phone.
That's right. Yeah. I hate that.
I don't know about that.
You're talking about, it doesn't even have to be that sensitive, but you're talking about something semi-serious. I think the text thing, the tone is, oh, well, I guess he didn't like that idea, or she didn't think that was a good idea, or whatever.
I think that's changing. I think that most people feel like serious, hard conversations that may have an emotional content to them are best done by text because you can think it out and be deliberate. I think most people feel like they can't trust themselves to have a voice conversation. It feels awkward. And people just avoid talking on the phone for that reason. I do think that there is a growing sense of incompetence that we have about having voice conversations. And that's why everyone prefers text.
Maybe you're just getting worse at having conversations.
Yeah, because you're dealing with another person. You don't have to deal with their wild-ass emotions. That's why it's better just to do it in text.
Use video voicemails judiciously.
What? I've never done a video voicemail.
That? They say voicemail is dead, but long live the video voicemail. Just don't use it too much.
I have no idea what that is.
I'm going to start sending them to Gordo.
So it's like some people will send me an audio text. I guess this is the flip. This is a video voicemail. So you're getting, I guess you're getting texted a video of the so you'll hit play and you'll see the person. Hey, just tried to get a hold of you, blah, blah, blah.
But that's not a video text. That is a video voicemail sent on text. I'm so insane right now.
It says Apple recently introduced a new feature on its 17 update that lets you leave a video message when someone doesn't answer your FaceTime call.
Oh.
Okay.
Here's
so it's
one.
Not texted. It's done on the FaceTime platform.
Yeah. Okay, right. Okay. Here's one for video calls. They say people want other people to stay still during video calls.
Boy, why does it look like you're interrupting someone's 5 hobbies that they have when you are on some sort of video call with them? Or even there's some people in my family, too, that when you're on a phone call with them, they'll put you on speaker and it sounds like they're working on an engine or something in the background.
Yeah.
You just hear that.
Yeah, no, I'm listening.
I'm listening. No, yeah. I'm listening.
Yeah, but you sound like you're 50 feet from the phone. Is there any way that... No, I'm fine. I'm getting everything. Yeah, but you understand it may be distracting for me.
No. Try to focus a little bit.
To be on this side of it.
You can't talk because you hear all these rattling noises from the other side.
They say meanwhile, if you were on a phone call with them rebuilding a 38 Ford, they'd complain about it.
They say the people surveyed say that FaceTime, Zoom, Skype should get your full attention. They want you to prop your phone up someplace so that your full face fills the screen, not just your forehead and nose. Stay put until the call is over. When people, especially kids, move around during video, they say it's disorienting for the person on the other end. So don't do your chores while talking.
Wash dishes.
Gosh, that's the worst, having a phone call with someone who's washing dishes.
Cups, silverware.
Another rule, don't use your speakerphone in public.
Okay.
People who violate this.
Okay, boomer.
Man.
No, it's the plus 60 crowd, I think, that does that.
It's also young people. It's everyone now.
They say
it's uncomfortable to hold that stupid rectangle up to your face, so people rather would just talk into the ass of the phone.
They say many people love eavesdropping on strangers' gossip, but it's generally considered bad form to use the speakerphone in public, whether it's a regular call, video call, or whatever, use headphones. That's bad, but I think also even the people using headphones that are walking around in the grocery store at the gym talking loudly to the person that we can't hear, I think that's really annoying.
Yeah, stop that.
People will never understand the fact that you don't have to loud talk. If you're near the microphone, you don't have to loud talk.
I'm guilty of it.
And also, it's got to be the same people who yell into your ear at a concert. No, you can talk. If you get close to the ear, you can actually talk in a normal voice. You won't be able to hear yourself talk,
but
they can
hear myself.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hate you.
Yeah, and I think there's something a little show-offy about the person who's in the restaurant or the store or the gym, and they're on their phone. But they're toothing, but they're going, yeah, we can close that deal. Yeah, just, no, don't give in. But tell them I'll be there. I'll close it.
Yeah.
You know, you hear a lot of that.
Chris.
And I think they're kind of putting on a show like Chris.
Yeah.
And finally, they say, don't stop talking on the phone. Phone calls are not dead. While hopping on the phone may be less common than it used to be, it's still a great way to communicate. Talking to a person in real time can strengthen relationships, improve mental health, and lessen loneliness. So it a thing.
We still need conversations.
Yes. All right, a little phone etiquette talk
too
there.
Many of them.